待ってねえんだ、もうやがんどがぶき。えんどがこれ。おしのぶくねえわ。All right, now...Joseph Fritz tonight. Now, there's a machlokes between you and Rabbanon whether you eat the matzah and the moreh separately or you eat it together. Now, there are two gyotes in the Gemara in Zvochim and the Gemara in Pesachim. Our gyote is.That Hillel was Kirich Matzah Moreh. In the Yerushalmi, the Girti is that Hillel was Kirich Pesach Matzah Moreh. Rashi in Zvochim has the Girti that we have in the Yerushalmi, Pesach Matzah Moreh. The Rashbam, the Ramban, they all have the Girti that we have in the Gemara, Matzah Moreh. For this reason, there are two Nischois. Keno Yisrael, Bizman Shebichamid Veshurikalo.For Kirich Matzah Moreh, and then the good Haggadah, so you have on the Maj, you have Pesach Matzah Moreh. Oh, that's tolu in that Machlekes, whether according to Hillel, you have to be Kirich Pesach Matzah Moreh or only Matzah Moreh.
Is that Ramah
Pesach Matzah Moreh? No, Matzah Moreh. Matzah Moreh. The Rambam, you see, it is assumed that the Rambam's guilty was Matzah Moreh. Matzah Moreh. Now, the Rashi in Zvochim had the guilty of Pesach Matzah Moreh.Now, so in other words, it's a shailin of the rice, whether according to Hillel, the mitzvah is to be kerech, Pesach, Matzah Moreh, or Matzah Moreh, and then after the kerech of Matzah Moreh, so you have to eat the Pesach. How do we pasken? So the Gemara, it seems from the Gemara that there is no achoy, it's veikid, isn't it? Whether we pasken like Rabbanon, or we pasken like Hillel. Now the Gemara also says that Hillel holds mitzvah se mevatli zuezu. Mitzvah se mevatli zuezu. And the Rabbanon holds that mitzvah is mevatli zuezu. Now Hillel certainly holds mitzvah se mevatli zuezu, because if mitzvah is mevatli zuezu, so then the moreh should be mevatli all the time. Mat. So he shouldn't be able to be ate. Now, the Gemara says like this.Hashte de lo yitma, hilchete, loike hilel, ve loike rabbono. Loike hilel, loike rabbono. So first the Gemara says like this. Omalei, Rav Mishashi, Ebreid, Rav Nosen, hoche omar hilel, mishmei de Gemara. That's not hilel. That's hilel amir. Hoche omar hilel, mishmei de Gemara. Voi nicha chinesh, mate u more bada dode, vi nicha.משום דסבירה לו מצה בזמן הזה דרייצה ומור דווקא כתבור משום דסבירה למצה בזמן הזה דרייצה ומורה דרבנון ויוסה מורה דרבנון ומבטל לי למצה דרייצה ואפילו למנדומה מצה תהי מבטל לי זו איזו דצילאו הנמילה דרייצה בדרייצה אוי דרבנון בדרבנון אבו דרייצה דרבנון או שדרבנון ומבטל לי דרייצה So the Gemara says that one cannotMake a sandwich of matzah and moreh and eat it together. Why? Because matzah is the rice. There is one man, Omar, Avach, and Yaakov, who holds that matzah is the rabbon. Because in his matzah, there is no Pesach, so there is no chiyuv of matzah. But we don't pass like this, Omar. No, we should pass like Avach, Yaakov. We pass in this matzah is the rice because we have two psukim. We have one particular matzah, Shomrei and Yehu. That's only Shayach. If there is a Kom Pesach, there is no Kom Pesach. It's not Shayach, Matzah, Shomrei and Yehu. But then there is a mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlu matzah.So that the matzah by itself is a mitzvah. So even if there's a mitzvah that I get to eat matzah. Now, so one could not be kerech matzah and moreh. Why? And even according to Hillel, he couldn't do it. At first, at the house. Why? Because matzah is the rice and moreh is the rabbonon. When he eats it together, so the moreh is mevatel, the matzah. Even according, so it is needless to mention. It is needless that it's evenThe Gemara says, "Leave me according to Mandoma." That mitzvah is in the vatli zuezu. So Hanemile, the right should be the right. If both are the right, but the Rabbonon, but it was Now, bis man hatte, so Matze ist der Reis. In dem Morir ist der Rabbonon, so then, even according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so, even according to Hillel, who says, we say it in the Vatlin to a zoo, but where one is the Rabbonon and the other one is the Reis, so the Rabbonon is the Vatlin to the Reis. So you see each Matze together with Morir, so the Tam Morir is the Vatlin, the Matze, the Tam Matze. So what does he have to do? So he has to eat matzah at the outset. At first he has to eat matzah. Just matzah, nothing else. Alright. So then the Gemara, and then the Gemara proceeds with discussion of Hilosin. Alright. Then the Gemara says, Hashte de lo yitmach hilches eloi ki hilo roi tamon. That's what it's like in the beginning. Mivorech al achilas matzah v'yoch. First he makes a broch al achilas matzah and he eats the right matzah. Rod al it took days in alright because of the pass also. The Rod al Mivoich al Achilas Moria. Then, after he has eaten the Kadai's Mate, so he makes a broche Achilas Moria, the Ochil and eats more. The Rod al Ochil Mate, the Chase Badade, Beloy Broche, Zechal and Midas Mira. Then he eats Mate and Moria together, Zechal and Midas Mira. Now, why couldn't he just eat Mate and Moria? And be yetze mimonef shech v'chol adayes bein l'rabonon bein l'yuel? Well, the answer is so, the Gemara just explained. He couldn't. If he eats matzah and moria together, he wouldn't be yetze because, according to everybody, he wouldn't be yetze. Why? Because the tam moria will be nevatel the tam matzah. So he must first eat the kazayis matzah. One thing. Now, the question arises, after he has eaten the kazayis, because I eat matze, so you are jaded on the right, why do they have to eat first because I eat more and then matze and more together? Let him eat right after because I eat matze, matze more, and omit more. Well, the answer is this, because if he has already eaten matze, so he has already fulfilled the mitzvah of matze. Now, when he eats matze and more, so the more is a chiyuv the rabbonon to him. But the matze is a rishus. The matze is a rishus. So then just as the mitzvah, the Rabbonon is mivateil, the Raisa, why? Because in relation to the Raisa, the Rabbonon is considered like the Rishus. So in the same way, a Rishus Mamesh, a Rishus Gomor, is mivateil in mitzvah Rabbonon. So after he has eaten the matzah, so then the next matzah that he eats, that's Rishus. Whereas the Moreya, that's mitzvah Rabbonon. So the Rishus is mivateil. Is mivateil the... Right. So he has to eat Moreya, and then he eats all. If there is no achoyes, whether we pass like Rabbonon or Hillel, so he has to eat Kerach to fulfill the mitzvah according to Hillel. All right. Now, that's the Sakurima. Rambam is a little confusing here. The Rambam Perikhet Mukhat Chomis Amat. So he says like this. He says, Zalochevo, Perikhet Alochevo. Vachakach Mivorach Onsil Kedai, Vineko Yodof Sheni, Shariti Abai Gimshat Kedai Tagode, Vilekeach Shnei Rikikim, Vichele Kechot Mem Liach Poros Vichach Sholem, that the Rambam Shite. That the Dino Vlachemeni implies a koye of Shlomo. In other words, that there are only two matzes, one whole and one broken. Umvorach Amit Lechem Noret, ומת נמאי לבוא חשתי כשרת כשור יום טבעים משום שנם עליך מיני מדע כשלא נדפוס אף כאן בפוס ואחר כך well that's not important for us now ואחר כך תרח מצו ומורר ככה ומתאבר בחרית now he's discussing it בזמן הבית ואחר כך תרח מצו ומורר ככה ומתאבר בחרית ובורר בואו חתו עד ישם הרכים ומרפלות אשר כראשון מצוי סביבונו על אכיל עש מצו ומרירים ובייך לא מצו ומרירים it takes מצו ומרירים בזמן הבית וימוך על מצה בפני עצמו, ומורה בפני עצמי, מבורך על זה בפני עצמי ועל זה בפני עצמי. That way, he isn't sure. If he wants, he can eat מצה and מורה בזמן הבית. The Ram, as well as בזמן הבית. If he wants, he can eat מצה and מורה together, then he makes one ברוכה על אכילת מצה ומרירי, and if he wants, eats matzah separately and moreya separately, and he makes a separate bracha matzah and a separate bracha anor. It's up to him. Avoch adayim, va'akach mivor yavor chatzad Hashem lekinu melachilom, asher kishon nitzei tov yisichon hu al achil asad zevach, ve'ichir mipsach gigas arvoso, ilo, versi, or gigas yidalet, umvor yavor chatzad ben, after he has eaten from the gigas yidalet, he makes a brocher, varuch, vor chatzad Hashem lekinu melachilom, asher kishon nitzei tov yisichon hu al achil asad pesach, ve'ichir migufi shal pesach, ולא יפירק את הפסח בצרש של זבח, ולא ישל זבח בצרש של פסח. Now, so everyone assumes that the Rambam had a gear say, we have matzah umora, not Pesach matzah umora, because he says, matzah is in Rerim, and after that, it's Pesach matzah, then after that, he says that he should eat Pesach. Then, in Aloche, Ches, he says, Bizman Hazeh, and in Aloche, Vov and Zion, he was discussing the din Bizman Abayim. Now, in Aloche, Ches, Bizman Hazeh, Shein Shom Kov Machir, שמבורך המיצי ללחם, חיזר ומבורך, אחר. בזמן הזה שאין שם קוב, אחר שמבורך המיצי ללחם, חיזר ומבורך להכיל עצמת. ומיטה במטה בחריס הזה יחלו את הרמת שיטה. That you have to dig the matte in חריס. וחיזר, יהוד on fast rider. וחיזר ומבורך על להכיל עצמורר ומיטה במורר בחריס הזה ביך. ולו יישה איסה בחריס הזה שם הוא יבט על תמי. Now it's not too much, you shouldn't dig. You shouldn't dig it too much in the חריס. וזו מצווה מדברי ספרים, וחיזה וקרח מצו ומורר, ומטבל בחריצת, ואיך לא מלוי ברוכו, ואיך על מי. נא. Well, that's the Ram Shita. I'm not, I don't want to discuss it. That's the Ram Shita. Ram Shita is that matzah also has to be dipped in Harei Yisrael. Now, but, so there are two Asokas right. And Aloche Vov, where the Rambam says that he takes matzah and morer, and Ichlon Kiachas, and he makes the brocha, and Achilas matzah and morer, Because of a ride is out, Zeu Kihila. That is only in accordance with Hila. The Kolmokim Zeh Atiga with Hila. He says, Mimonef Shech. All right, first of all, why should he fast like Hila? Don't give more energy to take it again. But if he fasts like Hila, let him fast like Hila. So why does he give him a choice? Why it's up to him? If he wants, he eats matzah more together. If not, he eats matzah by itself, and more by itself. That's one aspect. Then, the other aspect, so the Ramba, the ride says, בזמן הזה, and the Rambam, בזמן הזה שאין שום קור בנחש שמבורך, חמיץ ללכת, חיזר מבורך, לחילת מטו, so he says, כוסף הרעי וזל, זה הבר. So that some say, they don't understand what the Rambam is talking. What the Rambam is talking, I think it's very simple. In other words, the Rambam passed it like Hillel. So why does he have to do all that? First Mate, and then More, and then Mate and More. And then Mate and More. And now, if it says, the fact is that that's because we want to be eating according to everybody, but the Ram Pastor, like Hillel, so he doesn't have to do all the three things, Matzah and Morer and Matzah and Kirch. Alright, now, the question is, now everybody assumes that the Rambam has the Girse out, that is now the Morer. I mean, not Rashi Girse now the Morer, but the Girse that we have the Morer. Not the Girse that is in the Yoshal. It was Matzah and Morer, that Hillel, for your Eichel Matzimor, not Pesach Matzimor. All right, but question is, why does the Rambam give him a choice? But it seems to me that the Rambam actually had the guilty of Rashi, of Pesach Matzimor, of Pesach Matzimor. Now, the Rambam we see Paschal Zet as a Sveik Adin, whether like Rabbonon or like Hila. We see Paschal Zet Adin that the man has a Shein Shem Korba. So first he eats Mase, then he eats Moreir, and then he eats Matan Kirch. Yeah. Now, because it's Sveikah Dine. So now, if it's Sveikah Dine, so why does the Rambam say that he's Kirch, Matzah, Morech? So the Orach HaShulchan already points out that this is based upon a Yerushalmi Chalas. Now, Yerushalmi Chalas says that Kinu Yisrael, for your Kirch, Pesach, Matzah, Morech. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, looking all of Chavir of Alila, the Rabbon Achille. The Gemara, the Yoshal Mezekashe, but Rabbi Yechanan himself ate Mase and More. Rabbi Yechanan himself ate Mase and More. Ate Mase and More. So at first the Yoshal Mezekashe says, Kam Bizman Abayis, Kam Bizman Shein Abayis. Kam Bizman Shein Abayis. But then the Matkone, Der Yerushalmi says, Afilu teima kam vi kan, bit man abayt. In other words, sure, of course, Rabbi Yechanan did not live, bit man abayt. In other words, but Rabbi Yechanan, when he said that one can eat mat and more air, so it's even bit man abayt. But even though, the chaviro, achlu kima lilel, so it's only because the chaviro holds that the tam more air, so the chaviro holds that he cannot eat Pesach mat and more air. You cannot eat Pesach matzah and more again. Why? Because it's two against one. So the two, there are always two, meaning against one. So the two are mivatel of the one. Which one? Everyone. In other words, so the matzah and the more are two against the Pesach, so it's mivatel of the tam Pesach. The Pesach and the matzah are two against the more, so mivatel of the more. You see, the more and the Pesach. I'm Vatel, the time of Vatel. You see? So, this is what Rabbanan say. That Mitzvah in Vatel is Uezu if it's two against one. But Matan Moreya, Matan Moreya, it's one against one. So then, it's not. We also say Tam Matan Vatel Tam Moreya. We also say Tam Moreya Vatel Tam Moreya. So, in other words, so Yerushalmi says in Chalem, that according to the Rabbanan, according to Hillel, so the mitzvah the raisa is to eat the Pesach and the matzah and the moreh together, all the three together. So two things we see. Hillel actually says two things. First of all, we see that according to Hillel, so mitzvah in vatel is zuezu, and even two against one, so not in vatel is zuezu. That's one. But then Hillel goes further, because Hillel is not only that he allows the eating of Kerech, of Pesach Matzah Moreh together. He has to do it that way. And according to many Rishonim, it is Makif Deres. If he doesn't eat it together, he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah Deres. It's not only the Chatzchila that he has to do it together. There are some Rishonim who say that he has to give up Mitzvah, even if he doesn't eat it together. But some Rishonim say that it's Makif Deres. But everyone agrees that the Chatzchila, he must eat it together. So that's not because Mitzvah say Mivatle is Uezu, two Mitzvah say Mivatle is Uezu. But if he eats it separately, so he certainly should be able to be kind of Mitzvah. Well, the answer is no, here there is a special Gersa Kotu. Al Matei Sumreirim Yechlu. So what does it mean Al Matei Sumreirim Yechlu? According to Hillel, as the Rashbam explains, according to Hillel, it means Al Matei Yechlu has reference to what? To Pesach. Al Matei Sumreirim Yechlu is a Pesach. Not Al Matei, according to Rabbanon, Al Matei Sumreirim Yechlu, Yechlu has reference to all of them. But according to Hillel, the Yechlu has reference to the Pesach. In other words, all the three have to be together. And if it's not together, it's not the time the Mitzvah fully. And perhaps according to some men of Shemim, it's not the time the Mitzvah at all. But if Mitzvah said, Bimivatu is Uezu, so the Torah wouldn't say, Al Matzah Tumre Yechlu. So we just see that Mitzvah is Bimivatu is Uezu. And even two Mitzvahs against one are Bimivatu. The Rabbanon. The Rabbanot, they hold that Mitzvah Mivatle is Uezu. In other words, two against one. So in other words, so let's say the Matan, the Moreir is Mivatle the Tam Pesach. Is Mivatle the Tam Pesach. But one against one is not Mivatle. But according to Rabbanon, even though one against one is not Mivatle, but he doesn't have to eat the matzah and the moreh together. Even though it's not matzah, he can eat it. Why? Because according to the Rabbanon, the pshat no matzah and the yechlu has reference to all of them, not to the Pesach. So there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah even l'chatzchila to eat the matzah and the moreh together. But according to Hillel, he must eat them together. And the Pesach too, all the three of them. According to the Rabbanon, there is no mitzvah of eating together. And is he allowed to eat together? So all the three together is not allowed because Mitzvah Mivatle is Uezu. But two of them together, Matzah Tumreiri, that he's allowed to do, but he's not Mechuyah to do it. So now, so the Rambam, now the Raivis are talking about Zehu Kilo. But the Rambam obviously doesn't pass like you, it passes like a Segedine. Now if it's a Segedine, so what should he do? He cannot act according to Hillel. Because according to Hillel, so then he would not so I'm sorry, you can ask, according to Rabbonon, he will not be Mikai in the Mikai. Now, you can ask Kikashi. Now, Bizman Abayi, the Gemara discusses the Safi Bizman Azeh. The Gemara does not discuss it, does not discuss the question as to what should be done Bizman Abayi. Because Mai Dehave have, even though it's been here in the Mishia, but why the Kikashi, but the Gemara does not discuss what should be done Bizman Abayi, in order to be Yitzhi, both days. But the Rambam, in Aloche Hei and Aloche Bo, in Aloche Bo Ben Zayet, he discusses the Din Bizman Abayi. Now, since the Rambam passed that it is fake, it is in it. So what should the Rambam do? Now, in other words, he has to act so that he will be Yitzhi, there'll be Yitzhi according to everyone, according to Rabbonot, according to Eli. Now, can the Rambam say that he is to take the Pesach and the Matzah and the Moher and Nidah together? That he cannot, because it's a second Dinah. Maybe the Din is not like Hillel. According to the Hillel, that's the proper thing. Now, so the Rambam says, if he wants, he can eat Matzah b'fnei atzmo, Moher b'fnei atzmo. That is not more now. Well, he'll, and after that, he'll eat a Pesach. He'll certainly be Mikai in the Mitzvah. He'll certainly be Mikai in the Mitzvah of according to Rabbah. Now, how is it? Will he be Mikai in the Mitzvah according to Hillel? Well, that depends upon the Machlekes Hashem. The Machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ramban on one end and the Balamoyer on the other end. I mean, in cases. Whether, according to Hillel, if he eats it separately, he's in the kind of mitzvah there. So that's how Hashem will say that according to Hillel, if he eats it separately, he's not in the kind of mitzvah even there. But if that's how Hashem will say that according to Hillel, he's in the kind of mitzvah, the Eved is in the kind of mitzvah. Now, so if he eats, we more halmat of the Knatme, more of the Knatme, more halzeh of the Knatme, halzeh of the Knatme. Why? Because he'll be ate at Eved according to the holiday. According to Rabbonon, of course, he'll be ate. If the you have really had to do it that way. And according to Hillel, so apparently the Rambam agrees with the Shemi that the Eved is in time to meet the according to Hillel, even if he eats separate. But if he wants, he can eat matzah and moreh together. Why? Not for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah according to Hillel. That he wouldn't be. According to Hillel, so the mitzvah is Pesach matzah umore. Pesach matzah umore. And if he eats matzah umore, he will not be Mikayan. Any mitzvah, not even, you will not be Mikhail any mitzvah, because the mitzvah is Pesach Matzah Moriah. But, according to Yerushalmi and Chalek, so the Rabbonon only holds that two mitzvahs are mivatel another mitzvah. But one mitzvah is not mivatel another mitzvah. So therefore, according to Rabbonon also, he can eat more, if he wants to eat matzah by itself and more by itself, he can do it. If he wants to eat it together, he can do it. But to eat all the three of them together, that he cannot do. Because maybe the aloche is like the Rabbonon. Maybe the aloche is like the Rabbonon, and according to Rabbonon, so mitzvah is in the vatel is zu, so he will not even be behind the mitzvah. Is he Eved, you see? Then, but with manateh, shein shim kol benacheh. So he passes the thing of the Gemara. First he eats matzah, then he eats moreh, then he eats matzah and more. So in other words, so what is the chidesh? The chidesh is that whereas most achrenim assume that the Rambam has a girte of matzah and moreh, well, according to this chat, the Rambam has a girte of Rashi, and according to the Yerushalmi, and the reason as to why the Rambam mentions matzah and moreh together, but not that much moreh, because the Rambam does not pass like you, the philosophic. Now, if he's philosophic, he cannot tell him to do something that will be against the deen, according to the Rabbah. That's the Gemara says, that's the Gemara. They have the Hillel because it's his office. They're a Hillel, that's why. They're a Hillel because it's his office. Maybe they're dealing like that. Oh, you mean the Damido? Well, let's say, no Kashi, well, today we don't have any Pesach. So the best Zeichel that he can make is by eating Matzah and Moreh, even though Bizman de Kaligish it was Pesach Matzah and Moreh.
No, because
in view of the fact, so why do you ask according to Rambam? Ask according to Ovenish and ask according to us. Rashi has a gear to pesach matan morer and zvachim. Now, and the Gemara says that we have to eat a matan morer, zecher alilel. All right, what? So you can ask, what kind of a zecher is it alilel? You will eat pesach matan morer? You will be going to buy it, it's pesach matan morer, there was a pesach. But now there is no pesach. How is it with that kemen? According to Melech Hashemim, so that the kemen is zecher pesach. Now we are eating that kemen matan. And that's Zeichel Pesach. Well, that's the Zeichel. Because we don't have a Zeichel. No, Bizman Azeh, he says. No, he doesn't say that he has to do it. If he wants.
But
he
wants. What do we mean? It's not Kiyum.
No, the same Kiyum, no. It's the same Kiyum as when he eats it separately.
Why should he do it? No, but according to what
if he wants, he can be retired to Mitzvah. He doesn't say that. No, but this mitzvah is not mivatul to a Jew if it's one against one, if it's matzah and morah together. That's the Yerushalmi Chalek. The Rambam doesn't say in Aloha Vov that he has to do it. If he wants, he has to fulfill this manabai, the mitzvah of matzah and morah. Matzah and morah. How can he fulfill it? Now, he cannot eat all the three of them together because then he involves himself in a fake beginning. According to the Rabbonim, he will not be entirely. So, there are two ways of fulfilling the mitzvah of Malabayit of Matis Emreelim. Either by eating the Matis Emreelim together, and after that the Pesach, or by eating the Matis separately, the Morah separately, and after that the Pesach. But he doesn't say this Malabayit that he has to eat Matis and Morah together if he wants. But if he wants, if he eats the Matis and Morah together, then he makes one bracha on the two of them. If he eats Matis separately and Morah separately, he makes two separate brachas.
It's not a mitzvah. If there was a
carbon,
so there's no
kiyum
at all.
No special kiyum in eating together, but he'll have the kiyum of matzah and morah.
But he may have that kiyum. The first you should.
No. You're confusing it with aloha chesma. This aloha vav. He doesn't say first matzah. Now he has a choice. One of two things he can do. Either he eats matzah and morah together and then pesach. That's one way. The other way is eating matzah separately, morah separately, and then pesach. Not that he first eats matzah and then eats matzah and morah. According to Hillel, the Rambam has what Gil says, Rashi's Gil. Right, that's one thing. Now, next thing is about morah.
Does anybody have to eat matzah and morah?
Or what matzah and morah?
I mean, that it goes back to according to Hillel with matzah and morah. I mean, like all the morah is bad.
The most machine is Gil.
Most
of the Rashi is the only one, and according to this, Pshat, so the Rambam also
has
Matamori. Now, that's the Gilfe. What? That's a Matamori. Now, next thing is in regard to the shiur of morah. Now, what is the shiur of the morah? The Yerim says that morah has to be kadai. Just as Masi is a kadai, so morah also has to be kadai. It's achile. How can there be achile without the kadai? That's the shiur of Yerim. And not only in regard to the kadais morah that we eat right after the kadais matzah, but even in kerach it has to be kadais. The Rosh, however, says that in the kerach, so the morah does not have to be kadais. What do you mean the right says that the morah is more in the rabbah? Now, so the kerach, in the kerach, the morah does not have to be kadais. In the morah it has to be kadais. But why he says? Because we make it broken. So Achille is mentioned. So maybe he has to be the Kadai, because then he will not conform to the pattern of the Brach. It's a little strange, I mean, Monesha. If the mitzvah of Moreh by itself does not require that it be Kadai, so why would the Chachomim Misakei Achilas Moreh? So the Chachomim were misaking. The Chachomim molded the broches, the nusach ha-broches, in accordance with the mitzvah. So it's not that we have to eat the kadayis because the broche has the words Ol Achilas Moed. Because the mitzvah requires Kazayin, therefore the Chachamim molded the Nusach HaBrocha that way. But this is not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says that actually the Moreh by itself does not require Kazayin. And therefore, the Kazayin, the Kerech, the Moreh does not have to be Kazayin. Now, what is the Pshat in the Rosh? Now, the Ksav Sefer gives a very good shot in there. There is a whole Sharitari on the Rosh. The Sharitari is massive on the Rosh. It doesn't make sense. Now, the Ksav Sefer, I think, explains it very well. I mean, very simply. He says as follows. Because we see from the Gemore that the machlekes between Hillel and the Chachomim is in the Pshat of Yechlu. Whether Yechlu has reference to the Pesach, according to Hillel, Yechlu has reference to Pesach. Al Matis Umreirim Yechlu et HaPesach. And according to Chachomim, Yechlu has reference to Torah. So, in regard to Matis, the Torah says, where is Tichu Matis? So there's a special mitzvah of Achilat Matis, Tichu. And Achille, in Achille Pchuso. In Achille Pchuso may Mikazai. In Achille Pchuso Mikazai. So it must be Kazai. But there is no special mitzvah of Achilat Matis. There is only a chiyuv of almatis umreirim yichlu. So according to Rabbonot, who say that yichlu has reference to all of them, so the yichlu covers matzeh and moreh also. So we have achille mentioned in the Torah without the moreh. So it has to be a kazai. However, according to Hillel, that the yichlu has reference to Pesach, yichlu is a Pesach, so the Torah doesn't even mention that there has to be an achille of moreh. So there is no din of kazai. There is no reason for that. In other words, whether Moreh requires Kazayis or not depends upon the machlekes between Hillel and the Chachomim. According to Hillel, so it doesn't require Kazayis in the Derayis. It's a Bismarck Bayis, when Moreh was in the Derayis. So Moreh required Kazayis. According to Hillel, Moreh did not require Kazayis. So this is the Shit of the Rosh. Now the Rosh apparently holds that according to the Rabbonon, so more requires a Kadai. But according to Hillel, he doesn't require a Kadai. Therefore the Rosh says, in Kerach he doesn't have to eat a Kadai more. Why? Because why do we make the Kerach? Why? Because we are anxious for the Shita of Hillel. According to Hillel, there is no Kadai. But, so why does the Broche have al Achilas Moreh? Well, the answer is because with the Gemore has a suffix, whether the din is like the Rabbonon or the din is like Hillel. So they molded the Nusach HaBroche so that it should be adapted even according to the Rabbonon. But it's not that we have to eat the Kazayis in order to feed the Broche. The fact that the Broche has the washing of Achilas Moreh shows that according to one day there has to be a Kazayis. According to each day, according to Rabbah. So, in other words, so when we eat the Kazayis the Moreh by itself, why do we eat the Moreh by itself? That's to be the Shita of the Rabbah. Because if we had been sure that it is like Hillel, we wouldn't have to eat the Moreh by itself. We just have to eat matzah, and then we have to eat kerach, not more. Why do we eat more by itself? Because we want to be eaten, the shita according to the Rabbonon. So we say, achilas, achilas more.
How do you know that according to
Hillel,
you would have to have both
kerach,
matzah, and kerach of
Because according to Hillel, so the achilu is reference to Pesach. So achil is not mentioned in regard to tomorrow. Exactly. I think it's
coming.
The Swash and the Teshuva is all twisted up. Alright, now. Now, as to the Deen, no, what he means is this, you see. Actually, we could be later. If not for the Gemara, that he has to eat more and then he has to care separately, so he could be later. Because in as much as it's fake the dinner, whether it's the din is like Hillel or the din is like Rabbonon, so then, and Bismanazeh more is Rabbonon, so it should be fake Rabbonon before. So we should be later. But why can't we make sure? Because we see that the Chachomim were misaking the Brocha Lachilas Moria. Why? So you see that the Chachomim were Machmir, there is a Takonis Chachomim, that we should be Cheshesh for the Shitta of the Rabbonon, even Bismanazeh. Alright. Now the Gemara says that Kuftes Vavon Beis in Sochim. Omar Shmuel, Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini Nol of Dvorim. Tanya Namroche, Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini Nol of Dvorim Haro. Tovarache, Lechem Eini, Onitsi. Ma Oni Shetarki Bipruse, Afkan Bipruse. Oh, so the Rashi and the Rashbam, they both say, Afkan Bipruse. Vivorich alachilas matzeh, ushtei shleimis maiseh, vorich alachilas matzeh, ushtei shleimis maiseh, mishum birkata meitzi, deligora mishoyan tevim, shetzorot nesteya ushtei kikra shleimis, ubitzeya machara shleimis. And Rashbam also, vivorich alachilas matzeh, ushtei shleimis maiseh, mishum meitzi, deligora mishoyan tevim, shetzorot nesteya ushtei kikra, ubitzeya machat mashleimis. Now, Teisves also says that he has to have two shleimis in addition to the post. Because the halacha of Lechem Eini does not negate the din of Shleimis, of Lechem Mishneh and Shleimis. Now, Teisves mentions today as to whether one day in Teisves is that both the brocha of Hameiti and the brocha of Achilas Matzah have to be made over the post. Hameitzi and Alachilas Matzah. Then there is another shita that he says like this: Achri oyom yivorech Hameitzi ala shleimo v'yodar Alachilas Matzah laprus. That Hameitzi, so one day is that both broches are to be recited on the pruso, and the second day, the day of the Ri, is that the Meitzi is to be recited on the shleimo. And Achilas Matzo is to be recited on the food. Then the tour mentions the Yeshemri, and the Shita of the Rosh and of the tour is also in accordance with the Shita of the Ri, that he doesn't make both brachas on the Puso. But the Achilas Matzo he makes on the Puso, but Ameitzi he makes on, he recites on the Shleim. That's the Shita of Moshe Shem. The Ri, the Teisves, and the tour. However, the tour mentions the Yeshemri just in the other way, just in the reverse. That the Meiti he recites upon the Puso, and the Achilas Matzo he recites upon the Shleim. In other words, we have three shittes. First of all, we have a Machlokes Rishonim in between the Teisves and the Rambam, Teisves and Sari. Teisves, Rashi, and the Rashbam, and the two on one hand, they say that the halacha of Lechem Eini does not negate the din of Shleimis. In other words, they have to be three matzahs, two Shleimis and one broken. The Rambam and the Ri, the Rish and the Rambam should be, and the Goyim also pass not to be machia like that. So the sheet of the Rif in the Rambam is that the Akotov of Lachamayini negates the Din of Shleim. So there is only two machlekes, one whole and one broke. That's one machlekes. Then the Afrishites, he regards another question. Now, everybody agrees that he has to eat two kreis. One kazayis because of the mitzvah of the Aratichu Matis, and another kazayis because there is a mitzvah to eat Pasanyot, Shabbos Enyot. So even if the Torah did not mention the mitzvah of the Aratichu Matis, would have to eat a kazayis matzah. How much cannot allow to eat? So you'd have to eat, in order to find the mitzvah of Pas, you would have to eat a kazayis matzah. So you have to eat two kazayis. One kazayis on account of the mitzvah of the Aratichu Matis, and another kazayis, yeah, on account of the mitzvah of Pas. So the question is, and what, now you have Ishleimon, you have Ipuso, and what matter do you recite the broche of Ameiti, and on what matter do you recite the broche of Al-Chilat Mat? So the first day in Tefes is that both broches are recited on the Pus, not on the Ishleimon. Both broches, Ameiti Lachamin Oret, and Al-Chilat Mat. Then the Shite of the Ri. Then the Shite of the Ri, end of the Rosh, end of the Turi, that the Meit is recited on the Shleimo, and the Achilles Mato is recited on the Pusa. And the Shite of the Yeshemrim, the Turi, is just the reverse. That the Achilles Mato is recited on the Shleimo, and the Meit is recited on the Pusa. Now, the reason as to why, the first sheet in Tefes is that both the Meitzi and the Lachilas Matzah are recited on the Pusa is because inasmuch as there is a din of Lechemeini, so in other words, so every Kazayis of Chevo that one eats must be Pusa. Lechemeini. Wait a minute, one second. So according to this sheet, according to this idea, the halacha of Lechemeini implies that every kazayis of chevo that he eats on the night of Pesach has to be pushed. That's the shita. Then the other shita, the shita of the Ri, and the shita of the Rosh and of the Tur, and even of the Yeshemer, they say you cannot recite both brachas on the same act. Why not? Because of the aloha of Enitzi Mitzvah Chavirus Chavirus. Enitzi Mitzvah Chavirus Chavirus. Just that you cannot use one course for two different brachas. So, for this reason, you cannot use the same course for Birkat Eras and Birkat Nisuin. Enitzi Mitzvah Chavirus Chavirus. So you cannot recite both brachas on the same mat. Now, what is the shita? What is the first day in Tefes? So the first day that you recite both Ameitzi and Lachilas Matzo upon the Puso, they hold that the whole aloche of Enesi Mitzvahs Chavilas Enesi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas does not apply to Birkat Hanen. So inasmuch as the Ameitzi Lechem in the Oret. And Ameitzi Lechem in Oret is a Birkat Hanenim, so the aloche of Ameitzi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas does not apply to. But most Rishonim say that it applies even to Birkat Hanenim. But this is the shita. I mean, that's not my pshat. I mean, this is. Rishonim mentioned it explicitly that this is the reason as to why the first Russian Tetzis holds that both brachas are recited on the Puso and you cannot apply the aloche of Ameitzi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Why not? Because it does not apply to Birkat Hanenim. All right. Now, no, I'm eating. I'm out. So now the Shite of the Ri, end of the Tur, end of the Rosh, we can very well understand. They say that Ameitzi is recited on the Shleimo, and Achilas Matzo is recited on the Prus. Why? Because the Haloche of Pruso, the Haloche of Lechemeini, is a din in Matzah Mitzvah. So, therefore, only the Broch of Lachilas Matzah, only the Broch of Lachilas Matzah has to be recited on the Pus, not the Amit. The question is, why does the Yesh Emrim say just the reverse? The Yesh Emrim, the Torah says that the Achilas Matzah is recited on the Shleimo, and the Meitzi is recited on the Pruso. Now, Achilas Matzah certainly relates to the mitzvah of Erev Tichlo Matzah. Now, is there a din of Lechemeini? So that should relate. That should relate. That should certainly relate to the mitzvah of Erev Tichlo Matzah. So why does the Yesh Emrim say that Achilas Matzah, the bracha of Achilas Matzah, is recited on the Shleimo, and only the Hameitzi is recited on the Pus? Now there is a din in the Gemara that Matzah Ashiro cannot be kind of mitzvah, cannot be kind the mitzvah of Kazayit Matzah. Matzah Ashiro cannot be kind. Why? That is also deduced from the pasuk of Lechemein. So in other words, if the matzah was nilesh, if the issa was nilesh b'mekerei, so then you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah mitzvah. You cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah mitzvah. According to the Rambam, so matzah shiro is only a matzah that was nilesh in yayin, in shemen, in cholov and dvash. Only these four meals. But the another material, so it's not a matzah shiro, it can be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah. But all the other rishonim hold that if it was not nilesh imayim, it was nilesh in any material, so then you're not mikayim the mitzvah of achilas. You're not mikayim the mitzvah of bo'er ha'tichlo matzah. Now, according to the Rambam, one is not allowed to eat erev Pesach and egg matzah. Because an egg mat, according to the Rambam, is an egg mat. According to the Rambam, you can be in kind of mitzvah of the Erev Tichlo Matzah with an egg mat. Because it's not nilesh, the yayin, the shemen, the cholov, the dvash. So if you can be the kind of mitzvah of matzah mitzvah, so you're not allowed to be in Erev Pesach. Rav Netam used to eat egg mat as Erev Pesach, because Rav Netam held that matzah shiro means any matzah that was nilesh. Was nilesh in Mikael.
What?
What? It's not matzah shiro.
But that's what I mean, I'm saying, even if it was matzah shiro, according to the way it was.
No, matzah shiro,
no. The way we go, she doesn't die.
No, not in Erev Pesach.
No,
right,
we don't.
Not in Erev Pesach. All right. The period of matzah. Not matzah.
All right, now. What?
Because
according to that, you can be on the day with May Pelo, even with May Pelo, with Lambad, with Danny Rishalmi, they have to be royally as they become comics.
Yeah, that's another kashi. All right, yeah.
It's not
exactly kashi. Yeah, I know the kashi. Now, the question is, why does the Yesh Emrim say that Achilas Matzah is on the Shleimo and the Hameitz is on the Pus? In regard to this aloche, that Matzah Ashiro Yonat Yitzei, so the Roshan Rambam is Yonat Yitzei, the mitzvah of Bo'er HaTichlo Matzah. The Ramaral Miprog has a unique shita here. I didn't see it many rishis. But it seems to me that the shita of the Yesh Emrim will conform to the shita of Maral Mikor. He says that even if you eat matzah ashiro, you are mikayim the mitzvah of the Erev Tichlo Matzah. But Lechem Meini is a separate mitzvah. There are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is the Erev Tichlo Matzah. And that you are mikayim even with matzah ashiro. But then there is another mitzvah of Lechem Meini. It's another mitzvah. Another mitzvah says. So if you eat matzah ashiro, so you don't have the kiyum of. You don't have the kiyum of Lechemein. Of Lechemein. Now, this of course I didn't find it in any rishi. But it seems that the shita of the Yesh Emrim apparently agrees with the shita of Maral Mikor. Otherwise, there's no explanation. The shita of the Yesh Emrim is that the Achilas Matzah has to be recited on the Shleimo. Now, Achilas Matzah certainly relates to the mitzvah of the Erev Tichlo Matzah. Now, and assuming that the Lechemein. If we reject the Maral Mikor Svore, that Lechemein is a separate mitzvah. I mean, so according to all Rishayim, according to Rambam, no Rishayim. So what does the halacha of Lechemein imply? It's a din in matzah. It's a din in matzah. So then now the Achilas Matzah relates to what? To the mitzvah of the Erev Tichlo Matzah. And if Lechemein is a din in is a kiyum in Bo'er HaTichlo Matzah, So then he should recite the Achilas Matzah on the Pruzah. So the Yeshim and the Tur apparently agree to the Shidim around the Prof. The textual Lechameini has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of the Arashif Matzah. It's not a Kiyum. It's not a Din in the Arashif Matzah. It is separate Mitzvah Sefer. That's two Mitzvah. So what does the Lechameini imply? In other words, in addition to the Mitzvah of the Arashif Matzah, there is a Halacha that the Kadai is past, that he eats on Pesach night, has to be Lechameini. Has to be Lachamein. That's the shite of the Asian.
What is that?
Oh, no, because the Meiti is under. Because the Meiti, well, that you can ask Kikashi. I mean, after all, why should we say? But you see that from all the Asian, that the Meiti, you recite on the Mate with which you are Mikhaim the Kadai Fak. Kadai Fak. You see, that in itself involves the question. Why should the Meitzi be limited only to the matter with which you are carrying the mitzvah of past beyond them? The matter with which you are carrying the mitzvah of the Arab Tehu matter is also required to be a sanity. So the answer, so why do they say, now why does the Ri say that the Meitzi is on the Shleimo and the Achilas matter is on the Pus? Why? Well, so it could be that the reason is, inasmuch as the reholds, that the halacha of an isim mitzvah chavilas applies to the tannaim also. So we cannot make both broches, we cannot recite both broches on the same matzah. Now, and the achilas matzah he must recite on the pruso. So therefore, the meiti he has to recite on the shleimo. Why? Because if he actually, if not for the din of an Eish Mitzvah Chilas Chilas, so he could recite the Meitzi on either one, on the Shleimo or on the Pus. Because both the Matzeh of Be'erav Tichon Matzeh requires the Birkat Hananim, and the Matzeh of Kadai's Pas of Yom Tov requires the Birkat Hananim. But he must recite the Brocher L'Achilas Matzeh on the Pus. Because of the Halacha of L'Chanein. So Mimele, and he cannot recite both Brochers on one, because of the din of an 18 mitzvahs, chavileis, so therefore, he must recite the meiti on the shleim.
Maybe
you
ought to
have to
recite
on
the shleim,
So what's difficult with
it? No,
it's not.
The reason
you
have to make a
motion
of shleimus because the Nation Mitzvah Chilas Chilas. The only reason you make a motion is because the team left money is for Yosef, you don't want left money, only for the Pesach you want left money.
All right, fine, but why? But the Matzah of Achilas Matzah, the Matzah of Achilas Matzah also requires it to be something. So why can't you recite it on the Pruzo? The answer is because at Achilas Matzah he must recite on the Pruzo. So if he were to recite the Amitya also on the Pruzo, so then it wouldn't be in line with the Halacha of an Eitzim Mitzvah Chilas Chavilas. Now, but the Shita of the Yeshem Rim is apparently in agreement with the Ramah Prok. So in other words, so the Lachamini is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, that's why he says the Pruso, in other words, when you separate mitzvah, so what does Lachamein imply? That the Kadai is path of Yontef, the path of Yontef on Pesach night has to be Lachamein. So, insofar as the mitzvah of Be'erav Tichon Matzeis is concerned, so he doesn't require that it be Lachamein. That's why the Yeshemim say that Achilas Matzah is an Eshleimo. Alright. Now, in regard to the other halacha of lechemein, lechemeini lechem shein in all of dvorim harabe. So Rashi says, that's from the Zayin. The same Gemara is that kufte tzvov, and also that's from the Zayin. That kufte tzvov, Rashi doesn't say anything, but that's from the Zayin. The Rabbi Yochananel, in that Kuftes Vov says, לחם איני, לחם שאין לו דברים הרבה, פירי שאומר עליו, מה זה זו שאונו איך למל שמו. So you have a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Nachman Meir as to the pshat in Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini, all of the Dvarim Arbe. So Rashi says, Lechem Sheini, all of the Arbe, because you recite that God over the Mat. And Rabbi Nachman Meir says, Sheini, all of the Arbe, you say, Mat Ezu, Shono Eichli, Mal Shemo. Now what is the machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Nachman Meir? Yes? All right. To be clear, why Dvarim Arbe? I mean, Matzuzu Shoneichem Al Shemo is not Dvarim Arbe, it's more than one word. Al Shushi, at least 20 words there. So, that's what Rabbi Chanan said. Now, I'm real lame there, Kol Shalayom Ashleish Dvarim Eilu Tetach, Lo Yotzi Yidach Evoti, Veilu Heilu Tetach, Matzu Umor. Now, what does it mean, Lo Yotzi Yidach Evoti? What does it mean, Lo Yotzi Yidach Evoti? Is not the kind what needs it. Sipri says it's fine. Well, that's the pshat I mean that everyone is inclined to apply. Now, no one second. But the Ram in Arvi Psochim and the Ramban in Luchameis in Brochet, I think it's in the sugya of the first period. In the sugya of Pomim Shodom Kiri Shtei Tchish Me'etachat Bayin Vachat Laiwa V'yiti Yechivotem Pshim Be'yichoi. I think it's in that Muhammad. So there the Ramban mentions that the Pshat Muyot Yechivotem means he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Mat, not the Mitzvah of Achilas Mat. And the Ramban points this Memre, he points out this Memre as an example of Muyot Yechivotem, where it doesn't mean that the Imamish is not Mikayim the Mitzvah. It means that it's not a mitzvah in a mitzvah. So in other words, he pointed out as an example. So in regard to Krishna also, even though the Gemara mentions the Toyota Chavotah, it doesn't mean that he is not the kind of mitzvah. It means that he is not mitzvah in a mitzvah. Now in the Ram, in our Shochim also mentions that Pshat. So we see that according to the Ramban, if one doesn't say Matzuzu Shono Eichli Mal Shemo, so then he's not Mikayim the mitzvah of Beref Eichli Matzei Kehege. Not that he's Makim the mitzvah completely, but it's not a mitzvah in Amut. So the Matzuzu Shono Eichli Mal Shemo is a kiyum in Matzei. Now, we can very well understand as to why the Rabbi Hananel says Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheinu Dvarim Arbe means that he didn't say that he has to say Matzuzu Shoneich Mashomo. Why does the Rabbi Hananel reject Rashi's Pshat? Because according to Rashi, that Lechem Eini means Sheinu Dvarim Arbe. So why do we need a passage of Lechem Eini? There is a mitzvah in the Torah of Vigalito Vivincho and Yocher Yim Azeh Asher Yisos in Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Tipo Yisiyaz Yisrael. So it's a mitzvah to tell the son, and if he doesn't have a son, so he has to recite the Agoda anyway. Why? Because of Zocher Eteyim Azeh Asher Yitzosem Mitzrayim. So why do we have to resort to a posik of Lechem Eini? That's why the Rabbi Hananel rejects the Pshat of Lashi. Hananel says that Lechem Eini means that he has to say Matzuzu Shoneich Hashemo, because that is a kiyum imat. That is a kiyum imat. Now, so actually it's difficult, it's a kashe against Rashi. Why does Rashi say that Lechem Eini means that he recites the Haggadah of the Matzah? Haggadah that stems from the mitzvah of Egalit Olivimcho and Yor Zohar Yatayim Adash Rishat Mitzrayim. Now, so, and this matter there is a Machlekes Hashem. Now, not all the Rishenim count the mitzvah of Sipri Yisir Mitzrayim in the Nira Mitzvah. The Rambam does, the Chinuch does, Bode Aloch Hazirin does, and Rav Tzadik Goyim doesn't count it in the Nira Mitzvah. Now there is a tshuva in the Rosh. The Rosh says that if one does not have matis, he does not have to say that he recites Agot. Tshuva in the Rosh. In other words, those Jews in Russia who do not have matis according to the Rosh, they do not have to recite Agot. Of course, according to the Rambam, he has to recite Agot. It has nothing to do with matis. except with mitzvah. Or we got it with vinchol, v'zoch et ha'im hazeh, ha'im hazeh, mitzrayim. But according to the Rosh, so secrecy of mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. And obviously, this is the reason as to why our Sadegoy and our Chazelis do not mention it in the Mir HaMitzvahs, because they agree with the Shilas HaRosh. The secrecy of mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. It's only a kiyum in the mitzvah of matzah. Why? Because lechem she'ein in olam dvarim harbe. In other words, the matzah must be coupled to that with the recitation of the Haggadah. And if it is not coupled with the recitation of the Haggadah, then the mitzvah of matzah is lacking. Not that there is no kiyum. You see, I mentioned it already. Once, you see, there are two kinds of mitzvahs in the Torah. There is one kind of mitzvah in the Torah where a certain pattern is required, and if that pattern is not fulfilled completely, so there is no kima mitzvah at all. For example, the kedalad min. So you have to take 4 minutes. And that's three kelulev. Suppose it takes 3 minutes. Suppose it doesn't take 4 minutes. Will anyone tell him, well, you don't have 4 minutes, you don't have avodah, just take the 3 minutes. No one will tell him. Because the mitzvah is the 4 minutes. Either is the 4 minutes or there is no mitzvah. There is one pattern, that's it. It cannot be anything less than that. But let's take a mitzvah like Shriya Shema. Now there's a machlekel Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that only position is right. Some Rishonim, the Rashi Shite in Brocha says that the Parsha Rishonim is right. Rabbi Yehuda Shite is that the Vayema is right. And I'm sorry, that Roy Shemaya is right. But Vayema is not right. From the Rambam it's Mashma that all the three parashas are right. But everyone will agree that if, let's say, someone is sick and he is allowed to utter only a minimum of words. So the question is, he cannot recite the whole Kriya Shema. He can only recite Shema Yisrael. He cannot recite the whole parash. So should he recite Shema Yisrael, let's say, according to Rashi, that the whole parash is right, according to Rami, the whole parash is right. Should he recite, and he cannot do that, should he at least recite the Pesach Rishon? No, not at all. So here the answer would be, he should recite Pesach Rishon. Because even though, according to Rashi, he's mechuyev to recite Parsha Rishonah, according to Ramiyenin, two parashas, but what is the kiyum? The kiyum is Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim, so Parsha Rishonah by itself is also a kiyum. It's not a full kiyum, it's a parasha kiyum. So, according to the Rosh, the Asadigoyen, the Alokas Dilev, and Rashi, there is no separate mitzvah of Tzipa Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Tzipa Yitzchus Mitzrayim is a prat in Achilas Mas. Is a prat in Achilas. Is a prat in Achilas Matzo. Now, so if he does not couple the Achilas of Matzo with the recitation of the Haggadah of Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then he's not mikayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzo fully. But that doesn't mean that he has no kill. Suppose someone has no Haggadah, he has Matzo, he has no Haggadah, and he doesn't know it by heart. No, he has to eat Matzo anyway. Even according to us. So he does not have the full kill, but it's the kill even without the Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even without the Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, so that's the shite of Rashi. However, the shite of the Chamech Hananel is that Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah. But what does Lechemeini imply? Lechemeini implies that together with the Achilas Matzeh, he must mention the reason as to why the Torah requires us to eat matzah. Now, that brings us into another Indian. That will bring us into the Indian of Amadeus. Yes? According to whom? It's what? That if he has no matzah, he doesn't have to recite Amadeus. So of course he has to be the matzah. He has to be the matzah according to everybody. Because there is a kiyum of achilas matzah even without Haggadah. Just as like reciting the first pasuk without the first parsha. So there is a kiyum. It's not a whole kiyum. It's a partial kiyum. I don't think so. Anyway, it's not negated to us now, but I don't think so. I mean, if you don't say Shema Yisrael, you just start with Rav, so I don't think you'll have any kiyum. Because Rosh Rambam is a mashma like that. Because the Hapto is really a Ipeush on Shema Yisrael, Adishem Elokein, Adishem Echor. You see? So if you say, in other words, Shema Yisrael without the Hapto is a Kikansi, it's a Kikansi. But suppose you don't say Shema Yisrael, you don't say Shema Yisrael. You just say the Hapto, you have no Kim at all. Because without Shema Yisrael, the Hapto has no meaning. There's no meaning. With Shema Yisrael, so the Hapto has a meaning. In other words, so the Hapto is a Pshat. In Shema Yisrael, in Shema Yisrael, but without Shema Yisrael, the Hapto is nothing.
Yes.
But Lechemeini is an Iprati Nachlas Matzah. Lechemeini. It's a Prat Nachlas Matzah. You don't have to separate, you don't have to count every Prat separately. You see? You don't have to count. For example, now, the Rambam counts in Mina Mitzvah. So the Rambam doesn't mention a separate mitzvah of Shchita Tachatos, and a separate mitzvah of Shchita Tachatos, and a separate mitzvah of Achtona Tachatos. He doesn't mention that. Because the Torah means protein in the Asiya Tachatos. The Asiya Tachatos. So here too, it's all protein in the mitzvah of Be'erev Teich L'Matzei. Lechemein is also a prat in Be'erev Teich L'Matzei. Now, so, but according to Rabbi Hananel, so Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah which stems from Zochas Eim Azeh Shifas in Mitzrayim, and Lechemeini means that he has to recite the Tam of Achilas Matzah. Now, why is that so important? Now, that brings us to the union of Arba case. Actually, I discussed some points of that, I think, in Hanukkah, in connection with Hanukkah. But now, I'm not going to discuss Hanukkah at all. Das Kufchet, Omud Aleph, at the end of the Daf, the Omar Rabbi Shua Melevi, Noshim Chayoviz Baba Koyt Salol, Sha'afein Hoyo Beis Yanet. Sha'afein Hoyo Beis Yanet. Now, Teis says, why do we need the Posik, why do we need the Posik? That Noshim Amachuyev Nachilas Mat, because Kol Sheyesh Nim Baltei Chuchomet Yesh Nim Kum Achil Mate, even without the Tekesh of Kol Sheyesh Nim Baltei Chuchomet Yesh Nim Kum Achil Mate, Noshim should be Mechuyev in Mate, because of Achim Hoyev Yitanez, just as I'm Mechuyev in other cases. So that two terutim in Teis. One terutim in Teis is that this whole Aloch of Achim Yitanez is only effective in the Rabbah. It's only effective in the Rabbah. The Teis that I mean is not here, the Teis is Megillah. Now, so in another terut, Tesis of Rav Rav Yisef Ishi Yerushalayim, that the din of Hafein Sanes is effective midraito, but the reason as to why we have to resort to a special hekesh of Kol Sheyesh Motei Chuchomet Yesh Nim Kum Achil Mate, because if we didn't have that hekesh, so then I would apply Gezeres Shoveh of Chamishoso from Sukkei. Now, Noshim Apotah from the mitzvah of Sukkah, not only the mitzvah of Sukkah, of eating the Sukkah Kol Shivo, but of eating the Kazayis Matz in the Sukkah the first night of Sukkot, Noshim Apotah. So I would apply the Kedusha of Chamishoso, that there should be Potter of Achilas Matz also. So because of this Ekesh of Kol Sheyesh Nim Baltei Chuchomet, Yesh Nim Kum Achil Matz, I know that Noshim Amechuyev, but it's not. So the reason as to why I need the Ekesh, and I cannot base the Chiyuv of Noshim upon Achil Yitanez, because of the possibility of applying the Gereshove of Chamishoto. But if not for the possibility of applying the Gereshove of Chamishoto, then Noshim would be Mechuyev and Midraise on the basis of Hafein Hoyev Yitanez. In other words, they have a machlekes between two Mishnah Tanes, as to whether the concept of Hafein Yitanez is Midraise or Midrabonon. According to the first Russian case, it's only Midrabonon. According to the second Russian case, it's Midraise. Now, there is a kashe against Tesis kashe. Why does Tesis say? As to why we need a drosha of Kol Sheyesh Motei Chuchomet Yesh Nim Kum Achil Mate, they should be mechuyev on the basis of Hafein Yitanez. So the question is, how could Noshim be mechuyev in Mate on the basis of Hafein Yitanez? The whole halacha of Hafein Yitanez is only shayach if the pirsumen is a that in itself is the essence, is the gist of the Mekir Mamit. For example, Where does the Gemara mention? Where does the Gemara mention the halacha of Afin Mishanes? We got the three things. The Hanukkah, Mikro Megillah, and Abakeis. Only these three things. In Hanukkah, so the Pirsum and Mitzvah, that's the essence of the Mitzvah. And we make it Brocha Shot and Mitzvah. And you have to light a candle while it's Roy Kol HaRegel Mashuk. What after it's called as Mashuk? Not. Why? Because there is no Pirsum and Mitzvah. In Kriyas HaMegillah, so there is a Kiyum of Pirsum and Mitzvah. It's not only Tam. But that, the Pirsum and Mitzvah is the essence of the Mitzvah. Is the essence of the Mitzvah. Abba Kaisis, so the Rambam says that one has to drink Abba Kaisis, the Racherus. That's the Roshma Rambam. So that itself, so the demonstration of Cherus is constitutes the essence of the Mitzvah. The Rambam says, Perik Zayin Milchet, Chomet Tumato, Halocho Voven Zayin, Bichol Deir Vadeir Chai Vodam Laaret Es Atmei Kiruhu Beatmei Yotata Mishibut Mitzrayim, Shenema Vaisonu Heis Mishom, Baal Dovo Zet Tiva Kodish Boruch Batei Rod Zohar Toke Eved Yisom, Kilei Ma Kilato, Beatmei Chol Yisho Eved, Viyotso Shal Lecheirus Vinivdeis, Lificho, Kishetzeit Odom Alayla Azeh, Tzorich Lecher Vilishteis Vumeisiv Darachirus, Bichol Echod Veechod Veanoshim Binoshim Chayev Lishteis, בלילה הזה הבוקי של יאי, מה זה לפיכוך? In view of the fact that כל אדם חייב לראה לארץ את עצמי, כל בעצמי יוס משהו בצרים, אני אומרת, he has to demonstrate, he has to celebrate חיירות. He has to demonstrate his חיירות. As if he had been delivered right now from מצרים. So that's why he's מחויב to drink our cases. So we see that the demonstration of חיירות, that's the essence of the myth. So there we can apply the concept of a fein hoye beis hanes, but mate, the mitzvah is where of the mate. There is a mitzvah of eating mate. The Torah mentions the tam. Why do we have to eat mate? Because the aviseinu were not able to bake bread. They were in haste. So that's the tam. That's the tam of achilas mate. But the kiyum is the kiyum of what? Of achilas mate. Not of Pirsum and Mitzvah. So what bearing has the aloche of Afeinu Mishanes that relates only to those mitzvahs where the Pirsum and Mitzvah is the gist of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah? But here it's only tam. But the answer is, according to the Rach and also the Ramban Muhammad and the Ram now talking that Kol Shalom HaShlesh Dvorim Eilu Lepesach V'Yosef Evoseh, he means that if he didn't say Matos Lushon O'Ichlin, then he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Ki Ilchoso. So what does it mean? That it's more than a time. That the Pirsum and Mitzvah, in other words, mentioning the time of Achilas Matzah, Matos Lushon O'Ichlin Al Shumo, Al Shum Shal Yitzvah Tikin Shal Yitzvah Lachmi, Tashim Yigla Ali Melech 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 That in itself is a kiyum, lechem eini, lechem sheino odo amahar, but that in itself is a kiyum nachilas mate. And if I eat a mate, but I don't couple it with the dvorim harbe of mate zushon o ichlem al shemo, then the mitzvah nachilas mate is lacking. Not that he's not mikayim in the mitzvah altogether, but it's lacking. He's not mikayim it completely. So that means that the pirsum and nise, the mention of the nes, is part and parcel of the kiyum amin. Why? Taisa supplies the haloche of Afeinu Bishanes to Achilas Matzah. Now, in regard to the Gemara, in regard to Abba Kaisis, so the Gemara says like this, Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Abba Kaisis Halolu, Tzorich Sheyei Ben Kidei Mizigas Kais Yom, that Abba Kaisis must be mozuk, diluted with water. Our wine you don't have to dilute because it's diluted already. So, but that's the mitzvah, it has to be diluted. Shoson chai, yot. However, if he drinks it undiluted, so he's gay. Shoson batachas, yot. If he drinks it bivasachas, what does it mean? Shoson bivasachas, in other words, not on the Seder Agode, he just takes one cup of wine after the other and drinks it without Agode. So he's also gay. Kishkomen, one of the basiot, Then the Gemara says, Shoson ha yotzo. Omar Ovid. Yidiyayin yotzo. Yidichirus lo yotzo. Yidiyayin yotzo, yidichirus lo yotzo. That if he drinks a time diluted, so then he's yetze only the yayin, but yidichirus not. So the Rashi and the Rashbam, they all say that what does it mean? Yidiyayin yotzo. Yidichirus lo yotzo, that he's not mikayin kolimar, einzo mitra shleimos, that's right. Einzo mitra shleimos. And the Rashbam also says, Yidichirus lo yotzo kolimar, einzo mitra shleimos, shein chshivus elo biyayin mozuk. V'hanem mila biyayin shalohen, idoru al chat lat mayim. Avol yeinu shalonu, loy boye mizig. So the Rashbam says that. Now, so Yidichirus lo yotzo only means that it's not in mitra shleimos. Now, then, Shosom Dvatachas, so Rav Oma, Yidiyayin Yotzo, the reef is not here, it's Rav Oma, just Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidiyabakesis Lo Yotzo. So, in regard to Shosom Chai, so the Gemara says, Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidichirus Lo Yotzo. What does Yidiyayin Yotzo mean in regard to Shosom Chai? That means Mikayim the Mitzvah of Abakesis. And Yidichirus Lo Yotzo means that it's not Mikayim Mitzvah of Namuf. In regard to Shosom Dvatachas, so the Gemara also employs the same expression, Yidiyayin Yotzo. Yidiyayin Yotzo. But, what does it mean? Yidiyayin Yotzo, so the Rashbam says, is Mikayim Simchas Yomtes. Yidiyabakeses Lo Yotzo, the Mitzvah of Abakeses, is not Yotzo. Well, why does the Rashbam explain the second Yidiyayin in the sense of Simchas Yomtes? Not in the same way as he explains the first Yidiyayin? Well, the answer is very simple. In the first Yidiyayin is mentioned in connection of Shosom Chai, so it really is a kind of mitzvah of Abakeses, it's not a mitzvah namuf. But the second Yidiyayin is in connection with Shosom Basacha, that means he didn't even read the Abba, he just drank one cup of wine after the other, so there is no Abakeses if it's not after the Abba. But what kind of mitzvah does he have? Simchas Yot. And the Abakeses we also is not the kind of mitzvah of Abakeses. Now the Rambam, ארבע כעבור כסיסו אלו צורך למזי כסון כדי שתהיה סיו הריבו חקי לפי היין ופידעת השם ופידעת השם ולו יפחי בארבור סון מרבי שיין חי שוצו ארבור כסיס אלו מיין שני מוזוק יין חי יוצו ידי ארבע כסיס יוצו ידי ארבע כסיס ולו יוצו ידי חיוס Yotzo arba keses mizugi mivatachas, yidichirus yotzo, yidi arba keses lo yotzo. So the Rambam that the Riv had the Riv's years in the Gemara. The Riv's years in the Gemara is Shoson chai yotzo omarove. Omarove. Yidei arba keses yotzo, yidichirus lo yotzo. Not as our years say is yidiyayin yotzo, yidichirus lo yotzo. But yidei arba keses yotzo, yidei chirus lo yotzo. And then Shoson basachas, so Yidichirus Yotzo, Yidei Abakeses Lo Yotzo. Not Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidei Abakeses Lo Yotzo, but Yidichirus Yotzo, Yidei Abakeses Yotzo. In other words, Shoson Chai, so Yidei Abakeses Yotzo, Yidichirus Lo Yotzo. And Shoson Vasacha, just the reverse. Yidei Chirus Yotzo, Yidei Abakeses Lo Yotzo. Now, what does it mean? So, I heard from my father that from the Rambam Shiti is that there are two mitzvahs, there are two aspects. First of all, now tasteless at the beginning of our Psochim has a suffix, has two lishenes, as to whether the din of Shemeya Keile applies to the Abakeis. So there is one alternative in tasteless, that just as in Kiddush, so the Bala Bais can make Kiddush over the course, and then there are all Yates, so also in Abakeis, there are also Yates. Then there's another day in Tesis that everyone must drink. Why? Now the Rambam Shita certainly is that you cannot be made. Now, according to that alternative in Tesis, that now the case is the Balabais drinks and they are all Yaseh. So what does it mean? That means, and this Tesis is no Shitote. Tesis Shita is there is no Chiyuv of drinking Abakeis. It's only a chiyuv of setting up four cases of bracha. Four cases of bracha. In other words, the first course is a course of kiddush. Now you have a course of kiddush, Shabbat and Yontef also. For Shabbat and Yontef, you can make kiddush on pastu. There is no chiyuv to make kiddush dafke and why. But that which is chobis, if pastu is more chobis for you, so then it's even a bigger mitzvah to make kiddush and pastu. But anyway, you can make kiddush and pastu. No, not that yayin. Shabbat and Yom Tov does not have to be that yayin. It can be either yayin or pas. Either yayin or pas. There is no aloha that yayin. Either yayin or pas. That is Shabbat and Yom Tov. Over here. Either yayin or pas. There is no. Hamadina not. But with pas yet? Hamadina not. With beer you cannot be.
I thought you said
that it's not. The pas is hot. So, all year, Shabbat and Yom Tov. So there is no chiyuv of making kiddush, of reciting the kiddush dafka on yayin. You can recite on yayin if you want. You can recite on pas, but on Pesach night there is a chiyuv to recite the kiddush dafka on yayin. Nothing else, dafka on yayin. So that's the first course. The second course is recited over what? Over the Haggadah. It's called Keshav Haggadah. Shabbat is God. I mean the bulk of the Haggadah is recited on. The second course. So it's also a case of both. So you are mechuyev to recite the Haggadah and the course. You are mechuyev. Then the third course is the course of the Atamodin. There can be a course of the Atamodin. There can be a course of the Atamodin all year. But all year there is no chiyuv to recite the Atamodin. And of course, especially if there is no mizumen, there is certainly no chiyuv. There is certainly no chiyuv. But Pesach night, even if you are b'yechides, so there is a chiyuv to recite the Birkat Hamazon dafka al hakos. So it's because Birkat Hamazon. And the fourth course is the fourth of Ahala. The fourth of Ahala. Now, so it's a chiyuv. So according to Teisus, according to that Loshon in Teisus, that Loshon, that alternative in Teisus, that you can be meitzi, only Balabayis has to have the four course. So that means that there is no chiyuv of drinking wine. Because with drinking, you cannot be meitzi. It's only a chiyuv of setting up for Keshav Brocha. According. Which case of Oche, case of Kiddush, case of Agode, case of Gersamodin, and case of Halal. But then, the other Loshin says that you cannot be Meiti, everyone must drink. So that she holds that there is a chiyuv of drinking wine. Why is there a chiyuv of drinking wine? As the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Milchet, come to Matzah Aloche Zayin, to demonstrate chiyuv. Demonstrate chiyuv, so it's Gersamodin. So according to the Rambam, and that's one Loshin says, there are two mitzvahs in our case. One mitzvah of four cases, of setting up four cases of Moche, and one mitzvah of drinking wine. They're a chirus. So that's the gift of the Rambam. Shoson chai. Now in no case of Moche, there is no haloche of mozuk. There's no haloche of mozuk. In Kiddush there is no haloche of mozuk. There is no haloche of mozuk. So it can be, even if it's not mozuk. There is a hidu, even in Kiddush, that it should be modest. Even in Kiddush, there is a hidu that it should be modest. But there is no din of modest. Here, there is aloha of modest. Why is there aloha of modest? Because of the aloha of chayus. So, what? In order to be chayus, it must be siya arevo. Rosh Narambam, aloha tes, avoki salolu. So, ich limzei keison. Kidei shetiyesh siya arevo, haki lifi ayayinu fidaat hashis. Siya arevo, it's not modest. So if he drinks at chai, he is not mikayim the mitzvah of chayus. He doesn't demonstrate chayus that way. So the mitzvah of chayus is lacking. But the mitzvah of setting up four kiddush al broche, he's mikayim. Just as you can be mikayim the mitzvah of kiddush all year. And yayin shein mozuk. So that's why the Gemara says shoson chai yotzo. The day arba cases yotzo, that the girsas of the reef in the Rambam. The day chayus lo yotzo. The mitzvah of Abakeitis is Mekai, and the mitzvah of Cheirus is not Mekai. So it's not only a question of Mitzvah Namufreah. The mitzvah of Chiyuri is not Mekai in that mitzvah. Shoshon Bivasachas, so one after the other, not until the Agode, so the mitzvah of Cheirus is Mekai. He drinks four cups of wine, see you are able. But the mitzvah of four Kiddush al Brocha is not Mekai, because he didn't drink it, I'll say the Agode. So Yidei Shoshon Bivasachas, Yidei Abakeitis, Yidei Cheirus Yoto, the Chayrus Yotzo, the Abakeis is Loyotzo. The Abakeis is Loyotzo. Now, the Rambam Teisvet, I mean the Rashbam and Teisvet, they say that Ishos ha yoso. Is the yain yoso near the guilty is the yain yoso. And is the yain yoso means the mitzvah of yain. But is the chirus for yoso means that it is not mekayim the mitzvah min hamufcha. So what does that mean? So according, in other words, that guilty of teisves is in accordance with the loshin. The loshin. In teisves, at the beginning of Aleph Tzachim, that one, the balabayis can be faced. In other words, there is no chiyuv of drinking four cases of yain. There is only a chiyuv of setting out four cases of brochet. But in mitzvah kiyum is there is. And this is mitzvah shleimo in the mitzvah namufa. What does it mean? In other words, he lacks the mitzvah kiyum of chiyuv. So the machlekes between Zeit, the Rashbam, and the Rambam is when there is mitzvah kiyum of drinking four cases of yain in the chiyuv, or only a mitzvah kiyum. That's the machlekes. But in mitzvah kiyum is, in mitzvah kiyum is, there is. Mitzvah kiyum is there is. Now, so this is the reason as to why now. The reason as to why Rabbi Shulman Levi mentions the concept of Afeinu Beit Hanes in Dalt Abedit. So according to Rambam, it's very simple. According to Rambam. But according to Rambam, there is a Chiyuv of Chayrut. The Chiyuv of Chayrut, the Chiyuv of Chayrut, is means what? It's the Tumanite. Demonstrate Chayrut, the Tumanite. And Rambam says, to show gratitude to Hashem for the delivery out of the Mitzrayim. So, therefore, no Shema Mechuyet. But according to Tesis holds that there is only a Chiyuv of setting that vocation of Ochet. So there is no Chiyuv of demonstrating Chiyuv of Pesumenite. What bearing has the Alocha Sinyi Bitanet? So what is the answer? That even though there is no Chiyuv, but the Mitzrayim Chiyuv is there is. So mean as much as there is a Chiyuv of Pesumenite, so that is enough to be the highest notion in other cases. That's why Taisa says the Kashi, so he must also, just as we see, that the time of Nisanes is effective in regard to other cases, even though in other cases there is no Chiyum of the Tzimunite, but just the Chiyum of the Tzimunite is enough to be the highest notion, so he must too. True, there is no Chiyum of the Tzimunite. It's a mitzvah of the Umate, but there is a Chiyum in the right of the Tzimunite. Where is that in the right of the Tzimunite mentioned in the Tzakot of Lachem Eili? Lachem Shein Nolos Lom Harbe. So that means that when one Tzimate, and he couples it with the statement of Matzah Dushon Eichlim, he has a Kiyum, and the Kiyum of Lachem Shein Nolos Lom Harbe, even though it's not a Kiyum, the right according to the basis. So there, but there is a Kiyum, so that should be Michael the Noshim. So the reality is either that the time of Afim Shanes is not effective, is not affecting Midraise only Rabbanon, or that is not for the Hekesh of Kosh Yesh Matich of Chomet Yesh Kuma Achil Mato. So I would say that no Shema Poter of Achilas Mato by applying the Roshove of Chamishot and Chamishot and Chamishot. Now, the Ramo says in Shpasna Shecholoch that one should drink only wine. But if there are no wine, he says, if there are no wine, so he should drink med. What is med?
Honey wine.
No? So that's not wine. So med is chamar medine. Now, in regard to cases of broche, so all chamar medine can also be used for cases of broche. Just as that havdola, you can recite on chamar medine. On kiddush, there is a machlokes for sheni, whether you can recite kiddush on Hamam Medine. The minhag is to be mekil on the kiddush of Yehi, but not on the kiddush of Laila. This is the reason why Hasidim make kiddush Shabbos in Yashnaf, not the Hamam Medine. Yes, what?
If you have
my song,
what
kiddush
you
make?
If
you have Bas,
you mean? If you have
Bas. So if you don't have Bas, you have only wine, so of course you have to make it at night. But if you have fast, so you make at night, you make on the fast today. And in the morning you make it on the wine. Now, so what the Pshat in Ramo? So we see, so the Pshat in Ramo is like this. If he has wine, he must drink wine. Why? Because the Ramo is machmir the shite of the Rambam. That apart from the mitzvah of setting up for days of Roche, there is a chiyuv of chiyuv. The mitzvah of chiyuv can only be fulfilled by yayin. It cannot be fulfilled by chamadine. But the mitzvah of setting up for days of Roche, that can be fulfilled We come up with it also. So if he has no wine, he's unable to be Mikai in the mitzvah of Chayus. Let him at least be Mikai in the mitzvah of Okei Shavuoche. That's why he says they should use meth. All right. Now, in regard to Yai Mivushel, many asked me about Yai Mivushel. Now, I don't know why Yai Mivushel is considered as unfit for our cases. First of all, Yai Mivushel is not necessarily, I mean, the grape juice is not necessarily Yai Mivushel. Whether grape juice is considered Yai Mivushel or not is totally a machlekes between the Shach and the Goyim. According to the Shach, so Yai Mivushel, the shear of Yai Mivushel is if it's nismayit in midot. Now, grape juice is not nismayit in midot. Grape juice is boiled to 195 degrees. That's all. So it's not nismayit in midot. So according to the Shach, it's not even Yai Mivushel. According to the Goyim, if it's Yati Lered, so then it's a beginning of Yai Mivushel. According to the Goyim, she takes grape juice is Yai Mivushel. But even Yai Mivushel. So, in regard to Kiddush, first of all, in respect to other cases, so there is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Yeitin be Yein Kunditon. Now, what is Yein Kunditon? Now, what is Yein Kunditon? Yein Kiddushri. So, Yein Kunditon is Yai Mivush. In Kiddush, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that you can be Mikayim other cases with Yai Mivush. In regard to Kiddush, all year, there is a Shittas HaRishonim that with Yai Mivushel cannot be used, that's the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam means that you cannot recite Kiddush on Yai Mivushel. Why? Because there is a Aloche of Kol Yayin Shein Yerol Inatech Al Gabra Mizbeach, so it's not all the Kiddush Hayin. But now the Shulchan Aruch mentions today, one day is that you can recite Kiddush on Yai Mivushel, and another day is that you cannot. And then the Ramo says, in other words, if you can make Kiddush on Yai Mivushel. So, at least in regard to Kiddush, there is one day in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramo passed that you can. In other cases, there are no 2 days. What is that? According to God, the great Jewish is Yai Mivushel. What do you mean, all Yai? I know what you mean. You mean not only Kedem, but Lishis also? All right. Who told you that? I never heard that. How does he know? I never heard that. Because there is one sheet in the Mechaber. There is one sheet in the Mechaber. That Yai Mivushel should not be used for Kiddush, but for other cases, so the first cause is a Kosher Kiddush, but for the other cases, there is not even a Chumre. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, in Simen Tov Ayin Reis, Yeitzin Yai Mivushel of Kunditen. Kunditen means that if it is mixed with something else, it's with sugar, sweetened. Now, according to the Shite, that you cannot make Kiddush on Yai Mivushel. Why? Because it's not holy enough to Chagam Mizbeach. So then you couldn't make Kiddush on sweetened wine either. Because it's not holy enough to Chagam Mizbeach. For Tei Ruchot Vash, with Asir Umen Yishu Arishem. Now, what does Vash mean? Vash means sugar. So sweetened wine, according to that Shite, could not be used for Kiddush. So I don't understand why some, they are machmir in regard to grape juice, where it is sophic whether it is even Yai Mivushel, and they're not machmir in regard to sweet wine. One of Shachir, they want to be chayshis for that shita, so they shouldn't make Kiddush on sweetened wine. All right, now, there is, of course, the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's mentioned, that lechatchila, now there is a hidu, teiv yeiseh likach yayin sheinu mivushel. Why? Because there is a loch of derech chayrus, tiyo arevo, so then, if it's ordinary wine, I mean yayin sheinu mivushel, so that's more of a tiyo arevo. But that that Hidu is a subjective matter, because the Rambam says, Arba cases are Elu. Tzorich limzei keison, kidei shetie shio arevo. Haki lifi ayayin ufi daat ha-sheisi. Fi ayayin daat ha-sheisi. In other words, if real wine doesn't agree with someone, so it's not a shio arevo for him. Now, you want me to discuss something else? There is no time for Ashkotic here now. But you want to discuss this something else? What is it? No, there is no time. There is no time. No. This is simple. Now, just I'll discuss one more matter. I discussed several things. The Matze and Morer and other cases. Now, about Shimur of Mat. All right, that's my domain. In the Shulchan Aruch, Tofnun Gimu, now I want to discuss that in connection with Meshin Shmuel, because I received so many letters. This year I didn't receive any letters, but in the previous years I received so many letters from so many Hungarian Rabbonim that I cannot be able to. The Chabra says in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tof Nun Gimel, Hachitim she'eifim bohem matas mitzve, Tevri Shomron, shelo yiplu aleyem mayim mishas k'tire. Why? Because there is one shita that it has to be Shomro mishas k'tire. So that's why it says Tevri Shomron. If it's possible, Tevri Shomron. Uli pocheis mishas t'chin. Because there are many rishayim who say that the Shimu is from shas t'chin. Uli shas hat'chak, Muter likach kemach nashuk. So you can buy kemach nashuk, even though it's not shomo mishas. You know, it's shomo mishas lishu. Shomo mishas lishu. That's the minimum, shomo mishas lishu. And there is a shite of shomo mishas lishu. That's in Tof Nun Gimu, sieved out. Now, in Sinan Tof Samech, the Mechaba says as follows. In Roshim Matas Mitzle, Vilo Yefine Iso, Al Yidei, Eini Yehudi, Viloyal Bihera Shita Bikot. So even though a Yisroel is Emit Al Gabo, so you cannot bake the mate Al Yidei Noch. Now, on this, there is a Machleket Rashay. The Shita of the Rabbi Goyen is, that you are Mikhail the mitzvah. If a goy bakes the matzah, but a Yisroel is Emet al Gabov, and he is Mishamer et Mechimut. But the Arishenim would say that you are not Yaitre Mat, the mitzvah of Matzah mitzvah. Why? Because it's not Lishmo. Now, the Roshan of the Mechaber is in Roshim Matzah mitzvah, Velo Yefinis. So the question arises, why does the Rambam say only in Roshi Matas Mitzvah? Why doesn't he say also in Tochi Matas Mitzvah al Dinochi? In Keitzchi Matas Mitzvah, sorry, in Tof Nun Gimel, he had the Roshan that there must be Shimo Mishas Trine. So, and he is the Mechaber, his Rishis for the Shit, his Rishis for the Shit is Rishini, that the Shit is Atur, that the way Nochi, Yisroel Revital Gabov is no good, so he should apply it to Trino as well and to Tziro also. So the Bach really says that you should not be taken Matze al Dinochim with his Holy Rabbo, and we should not be Keter Matze al Dinochim. The Taz, however, he says that even though the Mechaber himself in Tof Nun Gimel mentioned the Shite, that there must be Shimo Mishat Chino, Mishatrino or Mishatiro, but even according to that she says that there has to be Shimo Mishatrino or Mishatiro, but that Shimo can be done by Yisroel Benudal Gabavol. In other words, a distinction needs to be drawn between the Shimur Bishat Risho and the Shimur Bishat Trino Otir. The Shimur Bishat Risho, according to the Mechaber, that has to be done by the one who is the Losh himself. But he is the Nochri, the Losh. And the Yisroel is in the Dalgamov, so it's no good. But the Shimur Bishat Tiro and Bishat Trino can be done even by Yisroel and Dalgamov, even though the Keter of the Teichin is a Goy. In other words, so we have a machlekes, this is how the Taz explains the Mechaber. So we have a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Bach. As to whether in Ksiro, assuming that Ksiro has to be Shimo, Mishat Ksiro, whether it can be done out the Nochi Yisrael and Dagabo. Now we have the Shite of the Rav Haigoyen, that even the Rishon, the Afie, can also be done out the Nochi. But the Mechaber passes that it cannot be that. So, but the Mechaber itself makes the distinction between Lish and Afi on one end and Trin and Sir on the other. Lish and Afi cannot be done all the Nochu with the Yisrael and Dogabo. But Ktir and Trin can be done. The Bach says no. Now, what is the Machlech? So we have three Shittes. One shita is the shita of Rav Haigoyen. The shita of Rav Haigoyen that even Lishe and Asiye can be done on the Nochi, the Yisroel is in the Rogabo. Then there is the shita of the Rosh and the Tur that it cannot be done on the Nochi Yisroel in the Rogabo. No, and the Mechaber passes like that. But what the Mechaber says is the Tatar that Chimo and Tiro can be done on the Nochi and Yisroel Logalo, even according to the Shite, that Chino and Ktiro has to be Shomu, and then we have the Shite of the Bach. We have the Shite of the Bach, that even the Chino and the Ktiro cannot be done on the Nochi Yisroel Logalo. What is the Machlek? Now, the Shite of Rav Haigoyen, that even Lish and Asir can be done with the Nochi Yisroel Logalo, is definitely that there is no Din of Lishmo in Mas. Not a din of lishmo. It's not a din of lishmo, like let's say there is a lishmo in get, or there is a lishmo in tivato. In get, tivato is a din of lishmo. The dasi has to be lishmo. But here in matter there is no din. Dasi is a matter to be din lishmo. There is a din of shimur from chin. He has to watch the nito, so the dogon that it should not become chomet. But it's not a din of lishmo. So what difference does it make? Who watches it? Whether Yisroel bakes the matter? And he watches it, or in Nochi bakes the matzah, but there is a Yisroel in Al Gabov who watches the Yise against Chimus. There is no din of Lishmo. Now, that's the Shita of Rav Haigoyen. The Shita of the Rosh and the Tur and the Mechaber, that a Yisroel cannot do it, a Nochi cannot do it with the Yisroel in Al Gabov, is apparently that there is a din of Lishmo. So he was dealing with Shmo, and Nochi abided in Afshik of it. So Nochi in Yisroel and Dagabo is no good. But if that is the time of the Mechaber, so the question arises, why does he limit this aloche of in Roshi Matis Mitzvah, the way he is all the Emi Yehudi, even in Yisroel and Dagabo, only to Lish and Asiyo, why shouldn't it apply to Shino and Shino? Once again, so it's mashma that the Mechaber also agrees that there is no din of lishmo in matzis. There is no din of lishmo in matzis. The Torah doesn't say that there has to be a lisha lishmo. What does the Torah say? Ushmar ben esamah. What is ushmar ben esamah? Why? That you have to watch it against chimus, and that's the Roshon of Rashi. The Roshon of Rashi is several places. It's, I think, also the proof that he has to be mishamaret from chimus. So in Ipsochim, he has to be mishamer from chimut. So it's a din of shimu mechimut lishay matzim. But not lishem lishay matzim. Shimu of chimut lishay matzim. Shimu of chimut lishay matzim. But the machlekes between the Rabbi Goyen and the other Rishayim is, now the Rabbi Goyen says the din is much as there is no din of Nishmo. There is no din of Nishmo. There is only din of Shimur Mechim. Rishayim Adas Mitzvah, so it doesn't make any difference. Who is the Rosh, who is the Ife? Eve is the Rosh, or the Ife is the Goy. And the Yisroel watches it against Chimut. So there is Shimur of Chimut, Rishmo. And the other Rishayim, the Rosh and the Tur and the Mechaber, they say, that in Nochi cannot do it in Yisroel al Gabo. They also agree that there is no din of Rishay Rishmo. There is only a din of Shimur Mechimut, Rishayim Adas Mitzvah. But, who has to be the Mishamer? Now, what does Mishama mean? The question is, what does Mishama mean? He has to watch. So when is the cold watch? When is the Dogon watch? When is the Eastern watch? If it is within his control to determine whether it's going to become Chomet or not. Now, if one bakes mat, so how does it become Chomet? Unless he takes away his hand and he lets the dough remain idle, so then it becomes Chomet. So within whose control is it to prevent the Yisef from becoming Chomet? Within the person who is engaged in the Rishon. It's within the control of the person who is engaged in that thing. If he takes away his hand and allow the door to remain idle, so it will become Chomet. So if he watches it and he's on the alert not to allow it to remain idle, so then there is Shimur in the Yisef. Shimur in the Yisef. So that is all right. Is the soil himself is the Rosh. And he watches. So then there is Shimur of the Yisef. But suppose a Nochri makes the Rishon. But the soil is in the Gabo. All right, so the Gabo. So even if the soil has a club in his hand, and suppose the Nochri will decide to take away his hand, so then he'll hit him with a club over his head. So is the prevention of Chimut done by the Yisroel in the Gabo or by the Nochri? Is the Nochri who decides whether the Yisro will become Chomet or not? Is the Nochri. But what does the Yisroel in the Gabo, what does he do? What does he do? He only watches the Nochri. But who watches? Who watches the, by whom is the Chimut realized? Who is the Shimu realized? By the Goy. So that's the pshat in the Rishayim, Wachelik on the Rabbi Goyen, and who say that Yisroel makes the Rishon, the Nochi Zimbal Gabov, so it's no good. Not that they hold that there has to be an Asiya and Shvor like yes and Sira and Ator. No. There's only a din of Shimon Mechimut for Shema Tzmi. But they hold, contrary to the Rabbi Goyen, they hold that even the Yisroel Zimbal Gabov, even the Yisroel is very straight. So then, in whose hands is the determination of the character of the Yisrael, whether to become Chomet or not? It's in the Nochi then. But what does the Yisrael do? The Yisrael will make sure that the Nochi should not allow it to become Chomet. So the Shimur is actually realized not over the Yisrael itself, but it is realized over the Goy. So it's not the Shimur of the Yisrael. That's the reason that's why it's not good. Not that the Mechaber passed. There has to be a Lisha Lishmo. One second. Not that the Mechaber realized that there has to be a Lisha Lishmo. There is no din of this Lishmo. All that there has to be is that there should be Shimo Mechimus Lishimat Lishmo. But if the Goy does it, so he doesn't carry out the Shimo. It's the Goy who carries it out. The Yisroel carries out the Shimo of the Goy. The Shimo of the Goy. The same way, see Mr. Abrams and me. Now, I see myself, not me, all right. So, he is carrying out the Shimu over you. But does he actually carry out the Shimu over you? You see that everything is inefficient in this way. Because he's carrying out only the Shimu over me, that I should carry out the Shimu over you. So that's why it's no good. That's why the attendance is lax and everything is inefficient. Because it's only the one who is engaged in the work that he actually can carry out the Shimur of the thing. So if a goy does it, if a goy is engaged in the Lisha, so then, I'm not a goy. because then the project actually he carries out the shibul. Not in Israel, the Israel makes only sure that the goy shouldn't be shamed. That's why it's no good. This is the reason that why the Mechaber makes the distinction between Chino, Tiro on one end, and Risha and Akio, and on the other. Because Risha, what does Risha mean? After the water is mixed with the flour. So then the source of Chinut is in the Yisro itself. Until the water is mixed with the flour, so the source of Chinut is an external source. It's not from the Yisro itself. It does not stem from the Yisro itself. Because prior to the Risho, the Dogon cannot become Chometz unless water is poured upon it. So it's an external source. There is no intrinsic source of chimutz prior to the Risho. So therefore, in the Risho and Afio, where the source of chimutz is intrinsic, not external, so the Goy does not have to do anything to make it Chometz. All he has to do to make it Chometz is not to do. You see? After the Risho, what does the Goy have to do in order to make it Chometz? To do anything? To go to sleep, to fall asleep, that's all. Not to do. To refrain from doing. That will make the Yisro Chometz. Because the source of Chimut is intrinsic in the Chometz itself, in the Yisro itself. So all he has to do to make it Chometz is not to do. So in whose power is it to do or not to do? To be or not to be. Within whose power is it? The Goy, he's engaged in the Risho. So in other words, the Yisroel Zevud Al Gabo, he cannot carry out the Shimo. It's the Goy who carries out the Shimo. And the Yisroel acts only as a policeman over the Goy, that the Goy should carry out the Shimo. That's not the Shimo by Yisroel. So it's no good. But prior to the Risho, you see, prior to the Risho, so then the source of Chimutz is an external source. In order to become Chometz, if he refrains from doing, it will not become Chometz. Let's say there is a lot of dogon, but there are a lot of flour. So, and the Goy just falls asleep, will it become Chometz? No, it will not become Chometz. How will it become Chometz? If the Goy takes a cup of water and will pour it upon the flour, then it will become Chometz. But by remaining passive, it will not become Chometz. So then, in order to prevent the Chimutz, so it's within the control of the Yisroel to prevent the Chimutz. After the Risho, it's not within the control of the Yisroel. It's within the ultimate control of the Goy. Only thing is, the Goy is afraid lest the Yisroel will hit him or scream at him. But within whose control is it? It's within the ultimate control of the Goy. If the Goy decides he won't do anything, so then it'll come Chometz. So then the Yisroel will hit him over the head, all right. But it'll come Chometz anyway. So the only reason as to why he doesn't become Chometz is because the Goy is afraid lest the Yisroel will scream at him. He'll hit him. So that doesn't mean that it's Mishumor al Yisroel to Mishumor al the Goy. But prior to the Risho, so the source of Chimutz is an external source. All that the Yisroel and the Gabbuch has to do is not to let any water to come near the Dogon. So then it's within the Yisroel and the Gabbuch's complete control not to allow a Chimutz. So the Shimo is realized by the Yisroel. That's why the Mechaber says that Yisroel is not Gabbuch is good. So it's not that there is a distinction between the Lishmo of Risha and the Lishmo of Trine. It's the same thing of Lishmo or Shimo Mechimut. But the Shimo must be realized by the Yisroel. So in Risha, even if the Yisroel is in Gabbuch, the ultimate Shimo is realized by the Nochi. Because if the Goy stops working, refrains from the act of Risho, from the act of Afio, so by itself it will come Chometz. And who is the one to decide whether he'll keep on working or not? Who? The Yisroel? No. The Goy. The Goy will decide to keep on working, to keep on activating the dough, because he's afraid of the Yisroel. But who is the one who realizes this prevention of Chimut? The Goy. So it's no Shimal the Yisroel. But prior to the Risho, where the source is extrinsic, external to the Dogon, so there it's the Yisroel himself who realizes the prevention of Chimut. So the Shimu is realized by the Yisroel. That's why he's good.
Why does he have to do this extra?
matzah shall not be. No, 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 no. That's not, not that it's in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. On the contrary, that has to do with the mitzvah. Because there is a mitzvah watching, so the more danger, the more risk there is in becoming chomet, the more of a mitzvah there is in preventing that.
The more you
get
the
social
matzah,
you let the kids drink. No, that's what that's what the Gemara says. There. The Gemara says there is one notion that there is even a mitzvah in a mufra to be latte. Why? Because if you're not latte the chito, so one. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Rishon says. How the Rishon explains. So then if he does not moist in the chito at all, so the chito is not prone to become chomet at all, to the danger of becoming chomet. However, if he moistens it, and then he watches it against becoming chomet, in other words, he grinds it immediately into flour, and he bakes it, so then it was prone to fall prey to chimut, and he watched it against becoming chomet. So he has more of a mitzvah of chimut. He has more of a mitzvah shimo. All right, now, so that's the shita of the mechaber. Now, of course, according to the mechaber, there is no shaila that you can be eating matzah shmure with machine shmure. Why? Because there is no din of lishmo. It's only a din, it's not a din of atiyah lishmo. The bach, however, the bach shita is apparently that there is a din of lishmo of atiyah lishmo. So therefore, even the tzira and the trine has to be al yedei Yisroel. Now, so then, according to the Bach, you can argue, if it's a din that the Ktsir and the Trine has to be Lishmo, so maybe if it's done out in Nochi, I mean, so if it's done out, therefore, if it's done out in Nochi, so there's no Lishmo. Now, how about Meshim? Now, why shouldn't, according to the Bach, to the Mechaber, there is no din of Ktsir, Lishmo, so it's certainly good. According to the Bach, so you could argue that it's no good because the Ktsir is not done by the person himself, it's done by the machine. But, you see, if the Torah had said, Vilashtem es hamatzah. Vilashtem es hamatzah. So then, you could say that if there is no ma'aseh lishem b'yodayim, there is no ma'aseh lishem b'yodayim, so the lishmo is back. The Torah doesn't say Vilashtem es hamatzah. Ushmatem es hamatzah. So even according to the Bach, that it's a din of atiyah lishmo, so what does it mean? Is it a din of Mishel Lishmo? Is it a din of Maite Mishel Lishmo? Maite Afil Lishmo? Maite Tchim Lishmo? Maite Ktir Lishmo? Does the Torah mention all these things? In other words, that all these saskets that are indispensable for the processing of the matzah should be Lishmo. In other words, all the whole processing of the matzah's mitzvah should be Lishmo. Not that the Maite Lishmo. If it had been, let's say, in Get, so that it had been the Maite Ktir has to be Lishmo. So of course, now, let's say if the get should be written by a machine, so it wouldn't be any good because there is no, and even on that there is a shaila. Between the get, there is a shaila, it's not so posh. But of course, it's very likely that it's no good. Why? Because there is a din that the ma'aseh ktsira has to be lishmo. If it's done by machine, even though every machine is operated by a person, I mean the machine doesn't work by itself, the most automatic machine has to be operated by a person. So, but, you could say it's not a direct ma'aseh, it's gromah, you could say. But here there is no din of ma'aseh lishem lishmo. Even according to Bach, ma'aseh afil lishmo, ma'aseh tchil lishmo, ma'aseh tchil lishmo. Ushmatem et ha'matzah, what does that mean? That all the activities, the whole processing of the matzah mitzvah should be lishem matzah mitzvah. The whole processing. Now, the practice is that when we pour water, ma'aseh shalom for the shmura, you also say lishem matzah mitzvah, mention the din. Why? Because that is also one of the activities in the processing of the matzah mitzvah. So whatever goes into the processing of the matzah mitzvah has to be l'shem matzah mitzvah. So what goes into processing? The lidatir goes into the processing, the lishi goes into processing, everything goes into processing. The tchina, the ktira, everything goes into processing. But there is no din, ma'ase ktira lishmo, ma'ase lishi lishmo, ma'ase afil lishmo. So even if we assume that when a person operates the machine, it's considered as gomeh, definitely tells you the shaila, assuming that when a person operates a machine, so it's considered gomeh, but it's still his ma'aseh, it's not like done by itself. We see that the Gemara says, the Gemara requires a special Birkas HaKosuv, that gomeh is mutar mechikin Hashem. Why? Because the Torah says, v'yisachsu kein la l'shem l'kirchem ha'tziu do'ot ha'ol gomeh shor. And the Mizrochah b'Shabbos with the Raisa also, gomeh is mutar with the Raisa. Why? Because special Birkas HaKosuv, v'yisachsu kein la l'shem l'kirchem ha'tziu do'ot ha'ol gomeh shor. If gomeh has been considered like done by itself, So why should we require a special Zatakotu? So Gom is not considered Zimdom by itself. So here too, even if we assume that when a person operates a machine, it's like Gom, but it's not like done by itself, it's still done by whom? It's operated by the Yisrael, who operates the machine. So then it can be realized, Mishmo. All right, fine.